Hello, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
Ben Worcester.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Welcome to the second week of our summer blockbuster extravaganza.
So excited.
Hashtag SBE 2015, y'all. We're joined this week by our good friend Ben Worcester from over on Blame It On Outer Space. How you doing, buddy?
Pleasure to be here. Very excited. It's icer in here. You guys have upgraded since the last time I stopped by.
I think we painted the place.
All that sideshow money.
Forget about it.
We're rolling in it.
Wow.
This is my Android. This isn't actually not me. I don't record the show with these guys anymore.
Yeah, Steve's actually just talking from his couch with a thing of goggles on.
Oh, it's like, what was that movie with
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
What's sad is I almost said John McClane. No, Bruce Willis.
Surrogates.
Yeah. He's got a surrogate right here.
That won my award for absolute worst special effects of the year in whatever year that movie came out. It's just dog shit.
Speaking of bad special effects.
Yeah, we're talking about Stealth from 2005, directed by Rob Cohen. I think this is a three-peat now for Rob Cohen movies on this show.
Right, The Skulls?
The Skulls, that was one.
What was the other one?
I don't think that there was a second.
No,
did. Ooh. This is the three-peat now.
Dragonheart? Dragonheart?
No, but I would say stay tuned.
I was going through his IMDb and whoo.
Yeah. Oh,
what
it's just
a litany.
It's a smelly list of movies.
Oh, my God.
Ben, I'm going to turn so I can see you. Craning my neck here. There we are. There was another one. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting the internet ticker going.
Oh, all right.
Boss.
You know what?
Oh, Alex Cross for The Worst of 2012.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You.
By the way, you also directed The Boy Next Door this year?
I saw that movie.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
Woof. Well, yeah,
he's just keeping it going, man.
He just loves making shitty movies.
He really does.
He did.
Might be the most rotten apple of the bunch, though.
Yeah, quite possibly. So, by the way, if anyone doesn't recall, this is the movie that I ran a private screening for noted film critic Gene Shalit.
That's right.
And all I could think about the entire time rewatching was that perfectly timed toilet flush of his. Oh my God. It's got Oscar written all over it. Toilet flush. That man knew what he was doing. Yeah. And he wasn't wrong about this movie. So if anyone doesn't remember this movie, Steve, what is this movie about?
The
surrogate's choking on a chicken bone.
Yes.
Why would you program your surrogate to have the same horrendous eating habits that you do?
Here's the problem. The movie should be about an evil plane, and
that's what you're selling me on with the trailer.
A lot of people were like, oh, it's 2001 meets Top Gun. I would love it. I would fucking love that movie. This movie is like the Mod Squad meets Behind Enemy Lines meets I don't know what.
Toilet flush.
meets a good old-fashioned toilet flush.
Meets a Gene Shalit fucking dump, right?
I'm pretending I'm taking a dump on the movie. Toilet flush. It's like this was the movie where it's Josh Lucas. Remember him? Unless any of you out there are watching The Mysteries of Laura on NBC. Toilet flush.
Yeah, poor guy.
Voice of Home Depot.
Oh, is he really?
Toilet flush.
Well, you're buying the toilet that you will later flush at Home Depot. He's the voice on those commercials?
He certainly is.
Come on down today for a paint swatch or whatever. Whatever you get at Home Depot.
Sounds great.
I have a landlord and a super.
More saving.
Oh, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Watch Josh Lucas do. You know what? He's doing pretty fine then. What were you going to say, Steve?
The Mysteries of Laura getting renewed is just like, I think the president of NBC was like, well, we can't cancel everything. Just like really was just fed up with, like, somebody just had, like, a cancellation form. Like, we want to cancel this one, too.
Now I'm waiting for the HBO late shift-esque movie that's just called The Mystery of the Mysteries of Laura. And it's just, like, the embattled NBC president, like, fighting with his, like, staff of boardroom people. We can't cancel everything. Something has to stay. I'm not getting rid of SVU. Hargate stays here.
They haven't gotten through the mysteries yet. Like, right? We haven't figured it out yet.
Dude, the mystery is, how does she balance being a cop and being a mom?
Toilet flush.
Yeah, exactly. You need a toilet flush.
That is a mystery, though.
So it's Josh Lucas. It's Jessica Biel of having Justin Timberlake's baby fame.
And, you know,
Seventh Heaven, Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, which is the worst thing of all time. Unless you want to see someone pull a handgun out of their vagina.
Oh,
that's what happens in that picture.
So it also happened in Machete, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, no, that was a cell phone. Excuse me.
totally ripped off the Michael Bay Texas Chainsaw remake, though.
Get your vaginas straight, man.
I'm trying. I mean, I guess the theme is they come in handy.
Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx from recently notable things like butchering the national anthem at that horrible boxing match.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that's some of the worst singing you've ever seen, but some of the best anti-singing I've ever seen. It's like an Andy Kaufman gag.
They had him singing the anthem at, what is it, the Mayweather?
Yeah. Mayweather-Pacquiao non-fight. He comes out to sing the national anthem.
Ooh.
I don't know what song he was singing.
Not quite a Ray today, huh?
Academy Award winner. But he's also easily, aside from Sam Shepard, who kind of doesn't count, the best actor in this movie, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Like pretty easily.
Also noted for that wretched Amazing Spider-Man 2 where he played Electro.
Yikes.
That's bad. I don't know what was worse in that movie, him as Electro or him as the nerdy janitor before becoming Electro.
The bottom of the cinema is Paul Giamatti as the Rhino, right?
Oh, man. And you know what? When they announced that, and very smartly announced that they were not continuing that branch of the franchise, yep. Paul Giamatti was like, oh, shit, I put on that stupid Russian accent for nothing. Put me in a stupid jumpsuit and then inside a big elephant or whatever it was. Just kicking himself.
I still have not seen that movie. Am I missing anything?
No, you're fine.
Yeah?
You're totally fine.
I shouldn't spend those 3 hours. Then.
Your life will be worse if you watch that movie.
You're missing Jamie Foxx's Electro is what you're missing.
That's true.
The sad thing is there's like that little tingle in me that's like, you got to go back. You got to go back and see what this was.
That's Fox.
But that's the curiosity with any superhero movie ever. Like, even if you're like, I'm never going to watch it, you're like, maybe I will. And then I go see Elektra in theaters. Whatever.
Then that happens.
Yeah.
So it's your classic action movie triad, white guy, white girl, black guy. And what the function is, the white guy and the white girl can kiss each other, and the black guy can die so they can have something to talk about, right? Like, that's the whole point.
So they can really come together at his funeral at the end of the movie. When they're shipping a bag full of rocks overboard because there ain't no body left. And then they can be like, man, you know, sitting here at Jamie Foxx's fake funeral reminds me that I'd really love to have sexual intercourse with you. Thanks, dead Jamie Foxx.
Well, he served his purpose.
I mean, I get the Top Gun analogies. I mean, one, like jet planes.
Sure.
But two, like, it's like the hot shit pilot nonsense.
Yep.
But instead of the excellent soundtrack that Top Gun had, what are we privy to in this movie?
Oh, a lot of Incubus?
Oh, man. Just Incubus right out the ass.
The worst kind of, like, fat boy, slim, club, rave, yep. Like, new metal, garbage. Like, it's just all over this movie.
Now, I will stand up for my Incubus fans. All the way through Morning View, we're doing pretty good. Murder of Crows is where I started to dip my toe out of the whole thing.
I remember burning a copy of a Murder of Crows from you.
Yep, sure.
And was like, this is probably where the road ends. I've got better things to do.
We're like starting to get so far away from burning CDs. For a second, I thought you meant actually burning it.
No, I actually I took a bunch of MP3s that Steve downloaded off of LimeWire and made a CD out of it.
You get me pinched.
The Incubus people are going to come after you.
They are.
Brandon Flowers?
No, that's the dude from The Killers.
Oh, Brandon something.
He is Brandon something. Is he not the brother of somebody?
I don't know. He's somebody's brother.
What was the deal?
Everybody's somebody's brother.
Fair enough, Eric.
So
Brandon Incubus, right?
Brandon Incubus is his name.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So we get ourselves a scroll because this is not a movie. You would think this movie is just like set in the now. No. We're in the near future.
It's the near future, though, which because it's near means, hey, this is a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost come true. You know, like I think this is set now. I think it's set today.
I mean, yeah, we're ostensibly talking about drones.
Right, but we made them much stupider for this movie, right?
It's a drone that's voiced by Wentworth Miller from Prison Break.
Yep.
Oh, that's who that was?
Yeah, doing that robot voice.
Oh, man. That was the plane. I guess we'll get to the plane, but he just whiny. It was a whiny plane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a whiny-ass plane.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you took that and you were like, you want a great example of this? It's Paul Bettany as Jarvis.
Sure.
Because it's kind of the same thing. It's an English robot voice.
Right, yeah.
Well, one, you've got Paul Bettany, hand way up. Mm-hmm. And on the other end, you've got Wentworth Miller. Hand way down. Up, down.
Just like these planes go all throughout this movie. Because I want to get to the special effects. They're some of the worst special effects you'll ever see in a movie. And they do the really annoying thing where, like, we have a shot, and it's like a computer shot, and a bunch of computer planes are going to fly by. And then we have to fake shake the camera, like the velocity of the plane is shaking.
So, it's so fast.
Stop. Just stop it.
It's so fast.
It's so stupid.
Well, he has the camera at the end of whatever Go-Go has in Kill Bill. Like, that camera is swipping and swiping.
Oh, right. That razor ball.
The razor mace that she has. Like, essentially, man. It's the same thing. Like, it's the camera's everywhere.
Go-Go Ubari.
Yes.
Yeah. Wish she was in this movie. That'd give him something to do. Getting chased around by her half the time.
Yeah, why not?
She just appeared out of the demilitarized zone, swinging her chain.
She parts the mist.
Oh, the radioactive mist.
Oh, man. So we're three hot shit pilots.
Well, 400 applied for this. It's the near future.
Right.
We needed to create something new to combat all the terrorism we have in 2005. And in the near future.
And by the way, we're not mentioning Iraq and Afghanistan in this movie, so I guess we won those two.
in the near future,
we won.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Two check marks right there.
We figured it out.
Two gold stars for those wars. We're on to the next one.
Well, I think this was around Mission Accomplished, you know?
Yeah, this movie was 2005. Yeah, when was Mission Accomplished?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah,
maybe a year
2004?
Before.
Yeah,
we're putting on a big dumbass jacket and going out on the Abraham Lincoln and acting like a fucking jerk. Yeah, I remember that.
It was really early. Like,
yeah.
Really early.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're at a party and, you know, an hour goes by. You've had three beers. Like, you know what, man? This is the best party I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And then you know what's going to happen? Your girlfriend's going to cheat on you. You're going to throw up and someone's going to steal your cell phone. Like, all those things can happen.
That's your summary of the George W. Bush administration.
Yeah,
and then you fucking wake up naked on a lawn and go, mission accomplished.
So 400 pilots applied. The cream of the crop really got it, which are Josh Lucas, Jessica Biel, and Jamie Foxx.
And of this crop of people, I think they're all pre-this program best buds.
Yep.
They appear to have known each other for a long time.
Well, this program's been going on for a while, it seems.
Oh, has it? Okay, yeah. I thought it was just kind of starting up.
Right, I mean, they might have gone to Starfleet together, you know? This is the not-too-distant future.
It is.
Hey, speaking of Starfleet, the script for this movie, originally a Star Fox movie.
What?
That's how far this shit fell down the good movie tree.
Fuck, dude, give me a Star Fox movie.
Can you imagine a Star Fox movie?
Josh Lucas as Star McCloud or whatever his name was?
Fox McCloud.
Oh, excuse me.
Wait, which one of them was Ribbit?
Jamie Foxx, most definitely.
Yeah, probably.
Help me!
Now,
that's what Jamie Foxx says in this movie. He Help me.
Now, was there like a sexy bird in that video game or what?
Falco, he was not sexy, man, but he had some attitude.
Oh, man, I would totally cast Sam Shepard as Peppy the rabbit, right?
Yeah, because he's the older statesman. Your father helped me like that, too.
Who is Jessica Biel?
Oh, they didn't have lady characters in those games.
I think that there was a lady that came around sometimes. Like a lady fox, she had her own plane.
Oh, vaguely recalling this. Yeah.
She wasn't part of the team because it would be incestuous if she was. But like,
right.
I think she had like a girl team of Star Foxes. Maybe I'm making that up.
Star Foxes.
Yeah.
That's Steve Zadek's porno parody of Nintendo games.
You were just sitting there imagining like the universe of Star Fox.
What happened if a lady fox came in?
Maybe a lady frog.
Are you confusing the sexy bunny from Space Jam?
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right. That's a sexy bunny.
Well, I'm just also now thinking about like when that whole series jumped the fox, as you will, is that game where he's running around and he's got a gun for some reason. It's the same problem with this movie.
Oh.
Stay in the fucking plane, Star Fox.
You are so right, dude. I think it was the GameCube Star Fox that they had. It sunk the franchise.
It did.
I don't know if there was one for the Wii.
I just also want to put this out there. This is allegedly supposed to be a Star Fox movie. It's an IMDb trivia thing.
Okay.
It says it there.
I've never known the IMDb to lie.
That's true. That kid is working at a gas station.
Just like George Washington. Yeah, the kid from Blind Fury is definitely working at that gas station. I saw that, and even if it's not true, God, we need a Star Fox movie yesterday.
Yeah, we do. And now I'm thinking in this analogy, Kim Jong-il would have been Andross. The big monkey with the hands?
Oh, yeah, he just clapped you to death?
That's the most intimidating thing.
There was a space monkey that clapped you to death?
Yeah, that was the last. Oh, you didn't get very far in Star Fox.
We were not all as good at Star Fox.
Oh, dude. Steve and I played some Star Fox.
Someone had to rib it and cry for help.
So
we're the best pilots ever.
We start off on a training mission, and, you know, obviously it's like a fake. It looks like they're really doing something. And they blow up a cave
that
meticulously put a bunch of dummies in.
That part I couldn't get over. They're like flying around. They do basically like a Star Wars, like fire the missile into like the tiny opening,
right, the cave opening. Hole.
But then they go and have a shot inside a fully furnished cave with like wax dummies and like. There's just
Why?
No point to that.
It's also, it's the same thing when they would populate those atom bomb towns.
Yeah, like, right?
Why? What does it matter?
So the upper brass can walk down there and go into the cave and be like, yep, that one would have been dead. That one would have been dead. That one would have been dead. They're all burnt. They're all burnt. They would have been dead.
But they're evaporated after this thing.
Yeah, there's nothing to look at. It's all gone.
That proves it right there.
It actually reminded me because I just watched the series finale of The X-Files a couple days ago for the third time. And when that helicopter's launching a bunch of missiles into that Pueblo and cigarette-smoking man gets it, that's the same fate. Cigarette-smoking man got the same fate as those dummies.
Well, I guess he was a dummy in that situation, right?
Sounds like he got stealthed.
Yeah, he was just hiding out, dude, and he got a little too cocky, and then he got blown up by a helicopter. It was
so
great.
They spend $4.5 billion to blow up some mannequins, right? And now we get our pat on the head from boss Sam Shepard.
Sam Shepard, who's like a really cool playwright,
sure,
but will do any of the, like, I'm surprised Sam Shepard doesn't have a supporting role in Boat Trip. Because why not? Sam Shepard will pop up in garbage movies like this.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody's got to eat. I get it. But it's like, great playwright, like, very, like, esteemed career in the theater.
Sam Shepard, I'll do your YouTube video. Hey, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I think he was in one of our old web series. I'll have to go back and look.
I was in The Right Stuff.
Remember that? 1983?
I could do this. No problem.
Now I'm the boss. That's pretty. It's all right.
And he's like, so this big mission, you know, we're going to take it to the next level. We're taking this relationship to the next level. Here comes your fourth guy. And Jamie Foxx is like, no, wait a second. We got a white guy, a white girl, and a black guy. Don't go fucking up the formula.
I mean, really, I think that the way to finish that formula is sentient dog. Like, wisecracking dog, maybe?
Well, I think all dogs are sentient, right?
So, well, yeah, no. I mean, I just mean like a dog that could talk, maybe.
Right,
yeah.
Talking dog, talking cat.
I mean, because you wouldn't want a Hispanic gentleman or like, you know, maybe another woman would be way too many.
Please.
But much to everyone's pleasure, it's just a robot. A non-body robot. It's a ball.
And Sam Shepard takes fucking forever to tell anybody about
yep.
it.
Oh, because he thinks it's going to be funny, right? Like, he's like, oh, man. He's talking to, like, his number dudes. Like, oh, I'm telling them there's a fourth member of their team, and they're getting all burned up in their britches about it. They think it's another person. Turns out it's a robot. They don't know it's a robot, and I'm not going to tell them until the cockpit opens.
And he acts like a robot's a real person and stuff. you be nice to Ed there, Eddie.
Eddie, yeah, EDI, which is some acronym.
Right? You can just call me Rod Serling. I got a surprise robot for you.
And then rounding out the cast of, I guess, notable enough actors, because we are talking about robots becoming sentient and taking over the world, Joe Morton. Responsible once again for the downfall of humanity.
Right. Skynet's own.
Yeah, first Skynet, now this. But he's like, it turns out he's like not in on the whole scheme.
Well, no, he's in the on the side of the angels here.
Yeah, and you know, you know, I hate this, and I always have to say it every time he's in a movie. Not enough Joe Morton.
Yeah,
he's in like four scenes, and it's unfortunate.
He plays like the captain of the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like Sam Shepard's boss,
right? He like reluctantly allows this cockamamie robot experiment.
Yeah, this tomfoolery, I believe he calls it.
I got some chills when he was examining the AI, and I was like, ooh, careful,
yeah,
just careful, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. We got to talk about that because they look at this goddamn robot. For some reason, there's a cockpit. I don't get it. Yes. I don't get why there's a cockpit. There's an empty cockpit.
It's amazing because Josh Lucas is like, hey, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's like, no, that's for testing.
Well, then Josh Lucas is like, hey, the only reason that's there is if I'm going to be flying it at the end of the movie. I got to have some place to sit down.
But they open Eddie up, too, and it just like the ball pops down. And it looks like the Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah, it
remember
does.
That? Remember that?
I do remember that.
Flight of the Navigator.
That's where that kid in Florida, hanging out with Dabney Coleman or whatever. Yes. And there's like a spaceship comes down. And it's got like a what is it? Like a robot eye, a big eye body or something. And it's like, hey, Davey, come fly in the UFO with me.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
It's a Disney movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Kid stows away on a spaceship.
Every boy's dream.
That's dangerous.
He doesn't want that.
That's some Close Encounters nonsense.
Right up your, you know, depending on what kind of alien you got there.
Yeah, benevolent or curious. Yeah. I don't know.
Or a near retirement rabbit.
Your father probed me like that, too. Gross.
The apple fell far from the tree, Fox. You know what, Pepe? Get the fuck out of my face.
I loved it when they would talk shit if you shot them down.
Yeah.
Like, look out, that's me. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I don't need a team.
I think that's why I never got far in that game.
Yeah.
It was just too fun.
Killing your own?
Yeah, I love it.
So they go out on this test mission, and they're like, all right, fly with this robot. And they're all, like, kind of pissed about
it. Well, this is an hour into the movie, because there's so much diddling downtime.
Oh, my God. Like, they're hanging out at the bar, yep. Like, fucking sucking their own whatevers.
Oh, that's right, because they're like... Josh Lucas, much like me, is like, let's go fly with that robot. Sam Shepard's like, no. Shore leave first. Go study up.
He gives them two shore leaves in this movie. They get two breaks.
And we have to watch them.
Watch both of them. They go on the one break, and it's like, better be back here in a week because you're going to fly with that robot. And they go to like...
Well, no, your new partner. Who's your new partner?
Oh, this is before the robo reveal? Yeah. I see.
And they're just like... Jamie Foxx and Josh Lucas are on dates.
This is at the bar, right?
Yeah.
Where like they just smash cut to a pair of tits, and you're like,
okay. Yep.
And this woman goes, I gotta go pee pee. And I was like, are you like a lady with the brain of a 5-year old? Like, why are you talking like that?
That's the way Josh Lucas likes it.
Hey man, it's easier that way.
And so Josh Lucas is like gonna go bang this woman, and he like looks at Jessica Biel, and she's like giving the okay, like, yep, that's all right, I'll just be here at this sushi bar or whatever.
Because they're improbably not having sex with each other. They're both gorgeous as anything. They love each other. They're best pals. And they're like, well, it would just be wrong.
Yep, yep.
And we're in the military. I mean, we're only around each other all the time. It'd be great if she was like, I mean, heaven forbid her and Jamie Foxx get something going.
Not going to happen. Not in Rob Cohen's stealth. I don't know what that means.
Those two are meant for each other. Josh Lucas and Jessica Biel. I mean, you can see it in their
eyes. Or Josh
eyes.
Lucas and Jamie Foxx. Don't ask, don't tell.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
There you go. I would prefer that. That'd be a more interesting play off of Top Gun.
Yes. Let's fucking see it already.
Yeah,
let's take
it to the next level.
Right. I want to see what happened after that goddamn volleyball scene.
Somebody's getting goosed.
Let's get into that danger zone and find out what happens.
So that's Shore Leave 1.
Shore Leave 1. And then, like, so we go on one flight with this. We're like, all right, here's your pal. Whoops, it's a robot.
Now get up in the air and fly with it. Make nice with it. Because it's going to know if you don't like it.
And they're like, oh, is it all calibrated? Is it good to go? He's like, yeah, it's fine. This is just a test run anyway. And he's like, oops, got to call. You guys are needed for some reason.
Yeah, got to go to Myanmar and blow up a building.
The first time you're flying with artificial intelligence. Let's go blow something up.
Let's go.
An actual mission?
Pretty much cause a terrorist attack as far as those people are concerned.
It's in a city. Like, it's not like it's like some fucking dirt village somewhere. This is a fucking happening city.
Oh, yeah. Take out a skyscraper.
In the most unbelievable fashion, too.
Rangoon, I believe, yes. Is the city.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
And, you know, it's not like... All right, they all go up. They're all doing like loop de loops. Go, woohoo! Hey, you got some good moves. And they start calling him Eddie.
Your father helped me like that too.
I know. I've read your dossier.
You know what? Eddie is the Falco of this team. I'll tell you that much. A real fucking prick.
He really is. His shit doesn't stink. He doesn't shit, but he
you
still
just
stinks.
You would pray for Falco to die. You wanted him to be downed by those aliens every round of that game, praying for death.
The Falco story. But so you would think, like, so they're doing loop de loops. They start calling him Tin Man, and he's like, he doesn't get it. No one else has cool call signs, which is kind of a problem for me.
Where was Josh Lucas's call sign?
Yep,
right. He's supposed to be Maverick, but they just call him. They call him Ben, which I took umbrage with.
Well, yeah, no one's like T-Bone or
oh, man. Come on. Give me a good T-Bone. Jamie Foxx as T-Bone. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Jessica Biel as Chainsaw. That would have been cool.
Thriller, maybe? Get a Thriller going?
Yeah, something nice.
Josh Lucas could be Icebox.
Yes.
You can get those at the Home Depot.
It'd be great if they started calling him Star Fox. That was just his call sign.
Why not?
Oh, man.
Why the fuck not?
That would have been pretty cool.
But no, they're going for Top Gun in this movie, but they fail every which way. It's horrible.
We got Ben and Sarah. Gerald.
And Tin Man.
Yeah, and then Tin Man.
It makes it so much worse.
And Tin Man of all of them is like, my name is Eddie. They're like, shut up, Tin Man. You're Tin Man now. You're not a fucking human. You don't get a first name. You don't have a Lord given name.
Well, until the end of the movie where he gets a heart from meeting the wizard.
He does.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah, man. The yellow brick all the way to North Korea.
Dude, if Dorothy and that team of idiots wound up in North Korea, better movie. And I love The Wizard of Oz, but better movie.
It would be a better movie, right? That movie could use an interrogation scene. I want to see those monkeys doing something other than flying. I want to lock someone in a room with one of those fucking monkeys
Dude,
and see what happens.
If I ever got to see a scene where a flying monkey's waterboarding a scarecrow, 7-star motion picture.
Oh, my God. And it's like we cut back and forth. They're doing like the Chinese water torture on this scarecrow. And what's great about that is he starts to mold.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, the scarecrow's a little ripe.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
How you slowly kill him.
The lion, you just get some idiot from like South Carolina to go on a fucking hunting trip and the lion will just get murdered. I'll tell you what, if I see one more picture of some fucking moron white person with a rifle in one hand, a fucking lion's dead skull in another.
Use your gun for good. You know, I heard of a great big lion that's making a whole mess in the Middle East called ISIS. Right?
Go be a real man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why not?
So, Sam Shepard has $16 billion up in the sky right now. But he gets a phone call that the meeting from the beginning of Naked Gun is going on somewhere. Because it's a meeting of multiple terrorist cells all together.
Yeah.
They all got plans against Lady America, right? So we got to go there right now. He's like, we'll never get this shot again. But he's also like, Sam Shepard is very clearly pushing the program far too far, right? Like,
yeah,
pushing
he's got Eddie some, past his limits. You know, nefarious motivations in this picture.
Time to go to Rangoon.
Let's go to, I don't know, Rangoon. Yeah, totally random choice.
I mean, I'm sure there's got to be a terrorist meeting somewhere around there.
Yeah, just blow up that building there. No, well, that one. The one next. Yeah, that's
blow up that Rangoon Holiday Inn. Because they're like, the robot is like, your missiles will not work. There's too much fortified concrete and steel.
Send the robot home. If we want to do this mission, we got three fucking human beings that are the best of the best. The robot, the prototype robot goes home.
Yeah, well, that's Josh Lucas's argument, right?
I thought you were going to say Josh Lucas was the prototype robot.
I think you.
What with all the stiff acting?
Oh, yeah. That's the mystery of Laura. That's the end of it. That is the robot the whole time.
Deborah Messing like accidentally pushes him in a pool playfully and he fucking explodes.
But he like the robot wants to do the strike, right? But
yeah.
Josh Lucas is like, nah, this is how a red-blooded American does it.
Well, it's bullshit because the robot is like, I've calculated that this missile I have, if I fly like 2 miles up into the sky and then like start going down as fast as I can, the force will push the missile that much farther down into the building, that much harder. And he's like, but you can't do it because humans will pass out from the force or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
And Josh Lucas is like, oh, yeah, robot, out of my way.
Well, it's like the 73% chance this is going to happen. He's like, well, I didn't get where I got being in the 73%. And then the other two VR troopers and the other planes are just like, yeah, like cheering them on, just literally sitting in the sky doing nothing.
That's what's great is because it's like they are the three best in the world, yeah. But of the best in the world, he's the best of the best in the world.
Because he's the white male, Andrew. That's what you get.
Never forget.
This is Rob Cohen still.
It is.
So he does this horse shit stunt and it works. And this Holiday Inn collapses like a controlled demolition.
Oh, yeah. It went down like Building 7.
Wrong program. I know Ben's here, but wrong program.
Yeah.
I will not discuss what will and will not melt steel beams. I refuse.
Right, yeah. If new listeners don't know, Ben and I have a program called Blame It on Outer Space where we talk about conspiracy theories.
It's true.
In a yuckle-filled fashion.
Right. It takes place in an alternate dimension. I play a character, also named Eric.
So this building goes down, and they're like, woohoo, good job, best of the best of the best.
And on the way back, Eddie gets struck by lightning.
You know what movie?
The chopping mall method, by the way, in case
yep.
you're wondering.
Oh, absolutely. What are we doing?
Well, it's also like 2001, right? Like it's like the mystic. It's sort of like the monolith making things conscious of their potential. This lightning strike.
Right. Well, yeah, but like that's what's great about 2001. It's like the monolith is hanging out, and then like Hal very subtly makes a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good movie. Yeah.
It's just like lightning.
Which comes out of nowhere after this, like, again, the missile strike, where you're just like, and then within seconds, lightning comes out.
Yep.
Just strikes the plane.
It's a crystal clear day, just like 9/11, you know? And it's like lightning, like out of nowhere. You're like, what the fuck? Come on.
And if I'm spending $500 million to make this thing, I'm gonna make sure to see what happens when lightning strikes him eventually.
And if I'm getting paid $30 million to write this screenplay, I'm gonna work in some stuff like, I don't know if we should do this mission. Weather's looking awfully shitty.
Yep.
Build up a storm of not just rando lightning phenomena.
Well, no, that's confirmed act of God. God wanted Eddie to be alive. He wanted him to be a real little boy.
Oh boy, I'm a real little boy.
Better job than Wentworth Miller you just did. That
was oh, thank you.
Did anyone notice when the lightning struck the plane and they do like, yeah, it's the life-giving moment and they cut in a bunch of like weird stuff. They had like DNA strands that sort of like split apart. So yeah. The plane has DNA now? What's happening?
There's some nonsense that Sam Shepard bandies about in the movie. It's around here somewhere. Oh, he says there's no blood in those quantum veins. So it's like, I don't know. I guess there's some form of people something. When the egghead is monitoring him or something, he's like, wow, look at his brain activity. And I was like, what does this robot have here?
It has Charles Manson's brains put into a robot body. It's like Kane from RoboCop 2.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I just realized something that when they bombed that building, the robot had scanned the area.
Oh.
Down to like retinal scans and fingerprint scans of random people.
Oh yeah, what I love about this
the name is... of the guy.
Oh wait, no, wait, what guy's name?
Oh, one of the terrorists' name.
Shaq
El Houri.
Shaq. Oh, he got Shaq attacked, huh?
Yeah.
I noticed that too. I had to pause it. I was like, are they killing Shaq right now? Like,
dude, if that guy like ran into a mall with a vest on and did like a suicide bombing, would that be a Shaq attack?
God. It might be.
What I was going to say about all that computer mumbo jumbo is like, we're watching this display, and because this movie's terrible and we don't know what any of this is, the display has to say things like, facial recognition, you know, like fingerprint scan. But like the robot doesn't need that. Like who is that for? Only the audience.
Yep.
Oh man. Very terrible.
So he lands and like Josh Lucas is like, there's something wrong with this robot. Let me go talk to the chief engineer. The chief engineer, by the way, needs a death, right? Like that's I was expecting evil plane antics in which
Egghead hacker?
Yeah, like who's like, you know, he tells us what Eddie can do and like Eddie starts downloading and I quote here, all the music in the world off of the internet. Because Josh, he's playing some shitty new metal song. And he's like, hey, what's this? He's like, oh, Eddie's playing music. He's like, Eddie likes music. He's like, yeah, he downloads it off the net. What did he download? All of it.
Oh, oh man. God.
Josh Lucas is like, hey, robot, the record companies, I'm not going to be happy with you. That's a line.
Does he say that?
He mentions it, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And also, did you guys catch the name of this egghead? Egghead scientist? I believe his name was Dr. Keith Orbit.
No, that's the second egg.
What?
Yeah, there's another.
That's main egghead.
This movie has two eggheads. They're both the best in the world, by the way.
Well,
one is like the guy who works for Dr. Keith Orbit.
Orbit, right? Yes.
Dr. Keith Orbit is the guy who designed this plane brain system.
Yeah.
But then there's this other fella, this lackey. You know, he's making like $16 an hour.
What space
working
name?
Working on this billion-dollar plane.
He's like the IT guy.
Yeah.
Does he have a space name, too?
I don't think. I think it's like Kevin. But Dr. Keith Orbit, you know what I kept laughing at? It sounds like a Reverend Cleophas Dollar. You know that guy?
Oh, right. That scumbag down in Georgia?
He's this like, you know, like super church pastor or whatever. Two awesome things about this dude. One was he was like... they're talking about this on Nightly Show because Larry Wilmore loves making fun of him. Creflo Dollar said that God told him that he wanted his congregation to donate a bunch of money so Creflo Dollar could buy like a $1 billion private jet. Yes. And then like a couple weeks later, there was another video where he was like, if people want to make fun of me for my jet thing, well, how about this? If God tells me I need $6 billion for a spaceship, we got to do it. And the congregation's like, yeah.
Praise the spaceship.
Oh, it was awesome. But yeah, every time they were like Dr. Keith Orbit, I was just laughing.
I would like to be on that guy's arc, you know, like you fill that spaceship
up. Oh, space arc.
Ooh. Yeah. Space arc.
Seems like a pretty good end.
Yeah. It would be pretty, you know.
I think they did that on a Treehouse of Horror one time, and Homer was stuck sitting next to Rosie O'Donnell or
yep.
some terrible joke.
Mm-hmm. So...
This is our second shore leave, by the way.
Well, because the egghead goes to Josh Lucas. Josh Lucas is like, do you think this robot space plane is ready? And the egghead doesn't answer. And that's the cue that, well, that's all I needed to know.
And he has to, and again, in another like ripping off 2001, he's like, oh, we can't talk about this in front of the robot. Let's go behind this curtain.
This white scrim out of nowhere.
And so, and they totally rip off 2001 because they right. keep doing close-ups on the robot's red eye, just yeah. like Hal, and it's like, yeah, the robot's, I guess, reading the shadow play of their mouths. Yeah, but then so we're going on shore leave number two.
Well, because Josh Lucas storms into what you call it, Sam Shepard's office, who's always eating apples, which makes me, I don't know,
or smoking cigars.
Yeah, those are the two things he does:
smoking apples or eating cigars.
Rolled on the thighs of mulatto women. Did you guys catch what? That
yes,
line?
Yes, yes.
Mercy me!
Where the hell did that come from?
A Sam Shepard play.
Wait, where can I get these cigars?
Yeah. First things first, well, where can we get a case of these?
I mean, I think it's there to show you that he's kind of an asshole because right. like Josh Lucas gives the white guy, I shouldn't be here right now.
I'm yeah. a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
yeah but I'm going to let it happen.
But you know what, though? Like, yeah, whatever. It's offensive. But at least it's not fine Cubano cigars like every other movie and TV show ever.
That's true.
So Josh Lucas storms in. He's like, this is what's going on in the movie. He's like, yeah, 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 that's fine. You got to go to Thailand, brother. You need to chill out. You yeah. and your team need another break. And we're like 48 minutes into this. We're like, come on.
Even Josh Lucas has a line. He's like, but we just got here. And I was like, I know, movie.
No. Why don't you take your wing woman there and go to a really sexy, mystical waterfall?
Here, take my camera. Head to Thailand and give me some nice shots.
I think it might be Sam Shepard's camera because this is 2005 and it's an old film camera yeah. that they're using to take these waterfall pics.
Stop it. It's just... I mean, it's so clearly an excuse to get Jessica Biel,
yep.
who is lovely, by the way.
Sure.
A stunning woman.
Sure.
But she's doing nothing in this movie.
Has nothing to do.
We, you know, probably in the ink of her contract is like, you will appear in a bikini.
Yep.
We have in Thailand, we have it all set out. And it's so like they just immediately cut to waterfall.
Yep.
That's what classes it up, though. You know,
the waterfall.
She's just in a bikini at the mess hall.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally
or the
right.
Barracks or the shower. No. You gotta have that artistic waterfall.
It's like a bachelor date out of nowhere. Like the middle of the whole fucking thing ends. It's like, oh well, got this space plane, probably gonna kill everybody. But first, you gotta give her the rose under that Thailand waterfall.
Doesn't Josh Lucas seem like a bachelor contestant that like made it all the way?
Yeah. He's like the luckiest bachelor contestant of all time. He was in I first saw him in that David Gordon Green movie Undertow. Where he's like a shitty, like terrifying stepfather to a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Good movie.
He's a pretty good actor. Usually he's better when he plays dark, I think. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, you're not getting that on Mysteries of Laura.
Not so much.
I'll never stop making fun of that show.
So they're in Thailand for no reason.
Yep.
And like Jamie Foxx is hitting on ladies. Like Jamie Foxx has nothing to do in this movie.
No, it's total wasted talent.
Well, he sexily walks a bicycle down a road.
Yeah, that's nice.
that's what he's doing.
It's pretty great because it's Jamie Foxx. Like he meets this woman on a staircase and they hit it off and whatnot.
Of course she does.
Fucking Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, totally. She's not stupid and blind. you know, and
not
so,
yet.
And so they...
Well, you know, maybe tomorrow.
You never know, right? But so they're on this date, you know, walking through the field on the bikes and whatever. And they're basically... He's like, you know, wow, you got a great country here. It's so beautiful. Ah, I could retire here. Or some such line. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, Jamie Foxx is dead in this movie,
yep.
isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
And he's like, oh, this... You have a beautiful country here. And then, of course, there's a gag like, you don't understand a single word I say. And she's like, sex party. And he's like, all right.
That's the phrase I wanted. Well, because they're out to drinks or something. And in Thailand, because again, the plane is nowhere near here. And Jessica Biel goes to the bathroom, and like Josh is like, "Man, I'm in love with her." And he's like, "Oh fuck, dude! Like, you know what?
Yeah,
she worked really hard to get here. Blah blah blah. You're gonna fuck it up. You're not allowed to sleep with anybody. But also, just don't be in love. Just have sex with each other. It's
yeah.
Fun.
Just get down to fucking."
Sam Shepard clearly is okay with it. By the way, if you're sending these people off to Thailand,
if there's one person who's not gonna be wagging his finger, it's Mr. Why don't you go to Thailand for 2 weeks?
And if he had a problem with it, he'd make them take Eddie.
Yeah. And now, your babysitter right here. I put the robot ball in a bassinet. You got to walk it around Thailand with you. He's going to make sure you're not fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't happen because he's okay if they're DTF.
Get your hand off her.
But yeah, here, that's
leave a little room border for the good Lord.
Eddie the buzzkill robot date security guard?
But maybe Eddie wouldn't be as evil if he was included in these other pilot activities.
Sure. It's just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, man. Include him in those fucking reindeer games.
Exactly. Remember when Rudolph went berserk at the end and tried to kill everyone?
Yes, I do.
Eddie, come on, do a shot with us.
I don't know if I should.
He and Mr. Simpson split a case of malt liquor.
Jamie Foxx, you're a dog. And like, so they almost like, you know, Josh Lucas, again, because there needs to be a romantic subplot, realizes he wants to be with her, but like it's better for her career for some reason if he doesn't. So he's like, "All right, I'm going to go into town to get laid." And she's like, "All right, we were just having a nice conversation."
Nope, town time.
Got to get this shit wet. It's like, all right.
It's called shore leave for a reason.
And, that doesn't make any sense. They get beeped because they're here comes the movie is, by the way, the movie's still going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't follow them to Thailand, but
it's
it beeped
like,
them.
It's like when your car breaks down and it's like, "Man, we're going to be a while. Oh, there's a general store like a half mile back. Why don't you guys walk to the general store and I'll stay here with the car?" And you get like 500 feet away. It's like, "No, the car started. Never mind. Come back."
Yeah.
"The movie's back on. We got to go."
Or like you're at a restaurant, you get one of those like really terrifying beeper things that they give you for your table to get ready.
Right.
And you're just having a drink, start having a really good conversation, and that shit goes off. You're like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah. It'll shake a whole table.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those things. Yep. Looking at you, Panera Bread.
Oh, do they use them too?
Oh, all the time.
Oh,
it's just the worst.
God, it never ends, does it?
So we're off to Tajikistan, which, as Sam Shepard reminds us, is that's one of them breakout satellite thingamajigs after the Soviet Union fell.
That's run by a warlord.
Sure, why not?
Like, what the fuck?
A naval commander uses the... Yeah, this is a warlord runs that country. The whole country. Not like a tribal warlord of... Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, just the whole thing.
They're not the CIA. They're just the Navy. Like, again, this does not require a naval strike. You get a fucking couple of CIA agents and figure that shit out. You're not, let's get this experimental fucking Borg plane. and the three of the best the military has to offer. It doesn't make any sense.
And going along with the worst computer graphics of all time in this movie, we're doing a little Indiana Jones map jumping. But what we're doing is to highlight, this is so dumb, to highlight the countries on the map that the movie needs you to look at. It's in like chunky, gross yellow highlighter,
right? Yeah,
like outlining the border of the country and then the name. Oh, it's terrible. It's like a shitty DVD with yellow subtitles. Don't you hate those?
I hate it. But here's a tip: if you're going to use fake countries, don't show us the map.
Yeah,
don't circle something and say, "Yeah, they're the bad fake people."
Yeah.
It's real.
Tajikistan's a real country.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's what's ridiculous about it.
Oh, wait, is it controlled by a warlord that lives in a castle in this movie?
That I don't think happens. The fucking dragon from The Hobbit comes out at some point, I think, guarding this Tajikistan castle.
And it's just like, before you know it, they're back in the air, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, we have to... What's the excuse now? It's like, they've got nuclear weapons.
Yep. Yes, like, because we're going to blow them up, thus blowing up their nukes.
Sure.
And the whole thing
seems like a good idea. Yeah.
they're like...
You wouldn't want a CIA extraction team. Get some payloads up there.
Exactly.
Again, send $16 billion of missiles at it. Like,
sure. Well, listen, if those missiles can melt them crash test dummies we had in that cave... sure as shit gonna blow up them nuke boxes. And they're like, hey, man, so we did the math, and it turns out this town is downwind, and, like, nuclear, you know, debris is gonna start floating into Russia.
And Pakistan? Like, Jessica Biel starts counting the numbers, like, this is gonna be a fucking disaster.
And then Joe Morton comes in, and he's like, you know what, Sam Shepard, this is bullshit. And you're way off base here, like, we gotta pull everything back. And this is when our poor lightning-struck robot starts going off mission. And they're like, all right, Tin Man, pull back. We're going to do it another way. And he's like, I don't think so, Michael. And you're like, oh, Kit, come on.
And then, no, he goes rogue. He flicks on the incubus and...
Yep. Which is awesome. This robot needs a soundtrack before he can strike. Come on.
Whatever he's acting up, he cranks the nu metal. And it's just like, oh, my God.
It's like the same three incubus songs the whole time.
He's trying to be cool. What are you doing later?
I have all the music in the world. Would you like to listen to some Korn?
I have the acoustic stuff.
Does anyone want to listen to Stone Sour?
No, no one does.
Man, I'm so glad that the world gave a big huff in the direction of Stone Sour.
What is Stone Sour?
It was the, like, acoustic side project of the dude from Slipknot. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, you got the nail right in the head there.
That and countries, I don't know.
And let me tell you something about Stone Sour. Masks off.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you get to see...
Intimate.
Yeah. Yep. So this robot blows the whole thing up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he blows it up, and everyone's like, well, that sucked. And, like, there's just yellow radioactive dust everywhere.
Oh, there's, like, people just turning to pudding in this. Like, it's ridiculous.
And, well, the thing is, Jessica Biel's like, we need a medical team down there stat. And no one says anything.
No one. She's totally ignored. Even I was kind of like, medical team? Who are you getting in there? Morgan Freeman in Outbreak? Like, come on. That's like a heavy job. So then immediately Sam Shepard starts coming up with, like, cover stories, and Joe Morton's like, all of those are garbage. Like, nothing is going to cover up what we did here.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, you know, the news is like, I don't give a shit what CNN says. I'm like, you just caused a nuclear event.
Like, this is a real deal thing.
This is before Jessica Biel starts World War III. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yes.
So then they realize Eddie is... And Eddie's going to do more? Like, I think that's
he's got more killing to do. He's got more missions that he's, like, worked up in his head or something.
Because he flies off on his own after this. He's high on the thrill of, like,
the thrill
up.
Of the kill.
But yeah. And the movie wants us, you know, it's like, ooh... He's learning from humans, you know, so he sees the Josh Lucas, you know, when he bombed the thing himself, and he's like, this is the way to operate. And so we're supposed to believe now it's like, okay, there's more killing to do, and you guys aren't going to stop me.
And the one egghead does say that, like, this robot, you know, he's a learning computer. And he could learn from, you know, anything. Like, he could learn just as much from Adolf Hitler to Captain Kangaroo.
Right, because he's got access to the internet.
Right.
Right? He's not just downloading songs.
He's looking up all military history, such as Hitler and Captain Kangaroo.
Two of the greatest military statesmen.
Yes.
Captain Crunch.
This robot's got two speeds, Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Guess which one he's doing all the time. Strap in. It's Slipknot time. But what's amazing is the robot is like, yeah, he's like, but I saw Dad do it, you know. But the robot then has no capacity to understand, like, no, what he did was a mistake.
Yeah.
It was cocky. It was reckless. You shouldn't do that, robot.
Well, don't be an asshole in front of a robot. Listen to everybody.
You're damn right. Because you know what? The day of AI is upon us.
Sure.
Like, that shit has dawned. Terrifyingly so.
Oh,
but
really?
Is there
an outbreak of AI?
Not yet, dude. We're getting there. You see that little... bubbly little Japanese robot that runs around, kind of.
Oh, God. Everyone, buy a gun. If you're listening to this, buy a gun. See, it's already started.
Yeah, yeah. There's just a big emergency outside because a robot killed somebody.
Oh, my God. It's the ham-fisted montage from the end of Battlestar Galactica.
All right. You're right. That's where I know that robot from.
Yeah, because he's dancing at the end of that show.
Yeah.
That's just... Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah.
It's like the... cautionary Cylon tale.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. Is there a clip of Data?
No. Connect the Ronald D. Moore, man.
Yeah, right.
Don't be silly.
All right, fair enough.
Speaking of Battlestar Galactica, the helmets they had in this are very BSG.
Yeah, they were definitely right out of a Raptor pilot's cockpit, if you ask me.
You guys didn't think they just look like they put bike helmets on them and spray painted them?
That's what I thought.
It looked like to me.
They look like they're just racing in the X Games,
right? Everything else is like all the special effects are super cheap, and it's just like the worst thing you could do is just it's simple, right? How hard is it to just get a helmet?
Yeah,
but it's like that fits right in with everything else.
Yep. Well, remember, Ben, we are in the near future.
That's true. That's true.
So he's going off, and Josh Lucas is like, "All right, hey Jamie Foxx, go kill that guy." And it's like, "Well, you're the fucking hero, right?"
And well, what's funny is he's like, "Hey, Sam Shepard, if you don't say anything in the next couple seconds, I'm just going to go ahead and kill this robot."
Yep.
And Sam Shepard kind of like just keeps quiet. And he's like, "All right, killing the robot. Get him, Jamie Foxx." And Jamie Foxx,
he does not die a hero's death. Here's the big problem. He shoots a missile and like Eddie jukes a move and like he blows himself up. Is that how it goes?
He crashes into a mountain.
Yeah,
it's
not a valiant way to go out.
And like he kind of like in the middle of this, like the robot gives him a little taunt too, like goodbye.
It's a computer, like an AOL goodbye joke, I think.
Yeah,
well, before that, he
later hear a really loud door closing sound because he just signed off.
Hearing that right before you die is amazing. That's amazing.
It was the loudest noise in the world.
It was.
Dude,
it was.
How many takes did they do at the AOL creative offices to get just the right door open creak and door slam sounds?
Not enough. Also, right before that, he's some like C-3PO shit. He's like, "You have a 7% chance of besting me in combat."
Yeah, yep. That's his robot version of like a dickhead comment.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx slams into a mountain, so the robot wasn't wrong.
And you don't even get a no from anybody. Everyone's like, "Oh man!" Like that's the reaction.
They're like all right, we'll keep flying this plane over here, away from the robot.
And glad it wasn't me going after him. That was a bad idea.
Woo.
I mean, when they send Jamie, like, it's almost like you know going into it, too. Like, okay, I see the math here. Like,
yeah.
But it's like when they're like, "All right, you first." Like,
totally.
Come on.
And if you're the Jamie Foxx character, you have to be like, "No, Hotshot, remember Rangoon last week?
Get your ass
in there, Hotshot. Let's go."
"Sorry, I have a girlfriend now. I can't do that." "You're not part of this love dyad. My apologies.
Your Thai prostitute doesn't count. Go sacrifice yourself." So he's dead. But yeah, it was a thing where I was just like, is he? Because it happens like so fast and the movie just moves on. And I was like, is he really dead?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, I totally had to rewind it.
You were expecting to like cut to the mountainside and him taking off that bike helmet being like, "Huh, that was close."
Or if he like secretly ejected at the last second, you didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know, something stupid like that.
And this explosion, I guess, somehow makes Jessica Biel's $4 billion plane malfunction. She's like, "Ah, shit." And she's right, like trying to get out of the way. So she goes out of the way to North Korea.
What a detour.
Which, what a mistake.
By the way, do you guys recall when, like, when Sam Shepard is delivered the news?
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Where'd she end up? North Korea. And he pulls the biggest, like, no! Like, he like, hits his head like a cartoon character.
Well, this is a really bad day for Sam Shepard. He caused a nuclear explosion. One of his best pilots is dead. And now this other lady with a $4 billion plane is about to crash in North Korea.
What's awesome, though, is this...
And his robot plane is still at large, about to kill the president, I think.
We can only assume.
Yes.
What's great, though, is this is a script where it's like, you know what? Yes. Americans are really stupid and don't know the deal with North Korea. So, like, Sam Shepard has to have a line where he's like some, like, underling is like, what are we going to do about it? And he's like, well, nothing. We have no diplomatic ties to that part of the world. And you're like, yeah.
Even more so, we need to do something. There needs to be a line like, get me the president. You know,
yeah.
Wake him up.
At a certain point, you do have to wake up the president.
Or wake up somebody.
Wake up Joe Morton. Joe Morton keeps coming in, and everything is on fire. And he's like, all right, you figure this out. I'm going to have a sandwich.
Joe Morton's like the shitty dad at like your friend's sleepover who like you're just fucking around and playing grab ass the whole night. And he just walks in like, guys, everything all right? Yes. All right, then. And just closes the door. And then you just go back to throwing rocks at each other.
Oh, yeah, dude. Love those rock days.
He's totally clueless in this movie, though.
So she ejects over North Korea. Oops. Right?
And we know it's North Korea also before they mention it. Because, again, dumbass yellow highlighter around fucking North Korea.
Yep. Another fake country. Don't believe the media, guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so she's just down. There's a funny thing where, like, there's flaming debris everywhere. And she's like, I can't let my chute open because it's going to burn my chute. It like keeps hilariously getting worse for her.
Yes, it does.
Oh, no. Now the plane's falling on me. Which
this is Hot Shots.
It is. Oh, it's so awesome.
The physics of it, too, make zero sense. Because sure. It's like if you eject from a plane that's like speeding through the air.
Yep.
You're gonna go up, and the plane is gonna go past you.
Yeah,
like
she ejects under somehow.
Exactly. Like,
oh, I think she gets caught in the riptide.
The riptide of the plane
brings her right out towards the plane.
Also, like, pop that parachute so you go above like the debris.
The
like,
debris, exactly.
She hangs out for a little bit. Like,
and she's also like, oh no, I'm still stuck in the chair too. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's just like, oh no, and now I'm in North fucking Korea. Ah, shit. Great, just great.
To her credit, she survives all this. You know, honestly, I eject out of a fighter jet, I'm already dead.
Oh, yeah.
I've had 7 heart attacks. I've shit pissed myself. It's gone.
Yeah, pack it in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm a ghost now.
She, like, falls through a bunch of trees hilariously.
It is Hot Shots.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then I think, what, like, she gets some branches on her head and sticks her head up, and the hunter thinks she's a deer. is that what happens next?
Yeah. Cut to a little later, you know, after the movie's won, and Josh Lucas is cooking eggs and bacon on her tummy.
Yep.
That's and Lloyd Bridges gig. Appears out of nowhere.
Sure. A deflated Lloyd Bridges.
This could have used the Lloyd Bridges as, like, a naval commander. Or, like, some comedy of some kind, right? This movie doesn't really have any comedic relief, right?
You need a little comedy when you're this fucking stupid.
And, you know, at this point, you think this is where the movie should go as such. A, the plane starts killing everybody. Maybe he comes back to base. He starts fucking with that. Maybe he, like, lands and, like, builds himself a robot body. I'm okay with that.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Gets himself an Ultron or two.
Yeah, one or two Ultrons, a Vision in there, too. But no, this is when this thing goes way off the rails. Eddie goes to refuel to a... We take a break from Incubus to bring you the stylings of Gavin Rosdale's solo efforts.
Oh, man, I need that record like I need a hole in the head. Good God, and he's just flapping his gums about whatever. And this robot, there's like this gigantic... I've never seen anything like this. Then again, I know nothing about the military outside of what movies tell me, but like... There's this, I mean, speaking of the Avengers, this big, like, flying Star Destroyer thing, which I guess is just like a flying gas station.
Which we can only assume is unmanned, because they never cut to anyone inside this thing.
No, like, look at that robot's trying to refill. Somebody do something about this.
Isn't it S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It might be S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is that what's happening?
The robot pulls up to S.H.I.E.L.D., I think.
Yeah, it's the near future. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been established.
I mean, also, how strong of diplomatic ties do you have with any country in this region of the world? Like, yeah, we're going to put a big old gas station above your head just in case our billion-dollar warplanes need to bomb your country.
To be fair, it might be, like, just gently over the Pacific. Like, we, you know, we don't know exactly where it is, but it's awesome.
I would still be a little fucking disturbed by this gas station.
If you could see it from land, absolutely.
You could see it from space.
Park that over Taiwan for the rest of time.
All right, you know where a great place to put it? Chinese Taipei. They got almost no rats in that fake country.
One of Eric Siska's fake countries.
It's totally bogus.
I would love to watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics with you, where they just walk in every country and you're like, who the fuck is that?
No, come on. You nope. look at how they're dressed.
Nope.
It's all fake.
Yeah. Okay, I buy that one.
So Eddie's gas card isn't exactly is it working?
Because the robot couldn't remember his PIN number. What zip code is this card tied to?
Oh, those witches at Aubon Pan swiped my card too hard. Now it doesn't work. That happened to me this week. Fucking Whoa. Stop swiping my card so much.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what.
They'll rip it right in half.
Dude, I was at a Dunkin' Donuts a couple years ago, and it was a tough spot.
By the way, I said witches, in case anyone was wondering.
I had a debit card that was like teetering on the brink of I should call the bank and get a new one.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm lazy as all get out.
Sure.
So I go to this Dunkin' Donuts. And this fella at the register, you know, big guy, like, you know, older, like, full-grown man dude, right? Just a little bit in, like, the special needs department.
Sure.
And he takes my order and goes and swipes the debit card and just shatters it.
What?
This debit card just broke in half.
Did his name tag say Lenny?
And I go, oh, man, look what you did to my debit card. And this guy just goes, I didn't do that. And I am in the worst position ever because I'm not calling out a mentally challenged guy working at a Dunkin' Donuts for breaking my debit card. So I'm just like, you're right. You didn't do it.
Lamest exclamation you could ever make. Look what you did to my debit card.
I didn't do that.
Dude, as soon as he said that, I was like, Jupin, this is lose-lose. Take your donut and get out.
I'm just picturing that guy now, like, waking up covered in blood and, like, a dead woman next to him. Cops come in. I didn't do it.
That's raspberry jelly.
Ah, yeah, we were going to arrest him, but,
oh,
you
he works
know.
At Dunkin' Donuts. The jelly story checks out.
So we're listening to Gavin Rosdale. Eddie's debit card isn't working. And
so like any person frustrated at a gas station, you shoot the shit out of the thing because he goes to stick the tube in and it's like, eh, and he's like, oh, yeah, and blows it off. So this, like, tube is just shooting gas out into the air, and he's like, try to deny that, and sticks it in there and starts filling up. Because the whole thing is, if you just let this robot run ragged, eventually he's going to run out of gas and crash.
Sing it, Gavin Rosdale.
And you know that the only way that he's pumping Gavin Rosdale is if he downloads all the music off the internet. That's the only possible way you'd end up with his solo album.
This took 2 hours, but finally, all the music. The last 10 tracks on the internet are Gavin Rosdale's solo music. Fine. Load it up. I got the space. I feel like that's those people that buy, like, the 60-gig iPhones, and you're just like, you know, here you go. Gavin Rosdale's new record. Well, put it on. Fuck it. I got the room.
But then the plane's like, because we're clearly, we have an idea of his taste in music, he's like, hey, this isn't so bad. I'm kind of into this.
Thanks for the recommendation. So he fills up and he's on his merry way to go bomb whoever.
And Josh Lucas is hot on his trail for like ever.
It's just a lot of like this part of the movie. And by the way, we're talking like 50 minutes left of this movie.
Sure.
I watched this movie in two parts and I paused it right when Jessica Biel bails out, when she beels out of her plane. And I'm like, all right, this is a spot to pause it. 52 minutes left of this movie. What are we doing?
And what happens next? Nothing.
We call Keith Orbit up. We get him involved. By the way, every actor passed on Keith Orbit, right?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Everybody. The guy from Seven. That guy would have been a great Keith Orpin, right?
Which guy?
The He Made Me Fucker guy. That guy would be great.
Aggressive character actor who we always forget his name.
Right.
Leland Orser, I believe his name is.
Nice, yes.
I think the Corpse of Gluttony would have been a good one, too.
Yeah. Any of the seven deadly sins.
I am Leland Orbit. And this is my plane.
Dude, speaking of casting in this movie, can we talk about real quick the bullshit, like, secret senator who's in this movie?
Oh, whatever.
Who's like, he got Sam Shepard the funding for this project, and they keep, like, you see, like, you know, exterior, Washington, D.C.,
yep.
The city on the hill. And then it's like, we zoom in on this top secret government office, and it's a dude in silhouette, and he's like, you're totally fucked, Sam Shepard, whatever. And you're like, oh, man,
yep.
Who's this actor? Who's this actor?
Is it Pacino, De Niro? Yeah,
dude, and they
both of them.
The last, like, 15 minutes of this movie, they zoom in and reveal who this guy is. A nobody actor. What is the fucking point?
Everybody passed on this movie, apparently, except for Sam Shepard, because he'll do anything.
You want me to play the top secret Pentagon guy, too? I'll do both roles.
I can put a mustache on.
You mean I get cigars if I do this?
And apples?
An apple? Sign me up.
Dude, you think he got paid in cigars? You can get Sam Shepard to do this movie. You get a fine box of Cuban cigars.
Well, no, they have to be made by... Yeah, I'm not going to say.
No, one's going to say it.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Only
that's
for Sam
the character.
Shepard.
I'm talking about the actual Sam Shepard.
So am I.
Keith Orbit's like, oh, man, he's learning all sorts of such and such and who's and whatever. And he's like, well, you got to fucking get me out of this one, Orbit.
You know? I want you to format that fucking hard drive. And he's like, you don't understand. He's starting to feel and learn things. Fucking kill it. Do it.
He's been snooping around the top secret secure file known as Caviar Sweep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut up.
And you know what that is? That is a scenario in which we bomb the shit out of Siberia. Fuck you, Russia.
Yeah. We're going to bomb all them prison colonies you got up there.
You think that one of the reasons he's so hot to get this robot out of the sky is because it keeps downloading music? It's like, oh, man, I got cease and desist from Sony, from Atlantic.
Have you guys heard of Alien Ant Farm? They're pretty good.
I've got a killer torrent. You'll get it real fast. He didn't have torrents back. Oh, wait. This is the near future.
It's the near future, though.
Now, we did have torrents. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, wait a second. Even better, why in the near future, past where we are now, is someone listening to Incubus?
It just really resonated with me.
Wow. This really holds up.
I'm the only one on LimeWire right now.
Like, it
the download speeds are super crucial.
It makes sense in, like, that J.J. Abrams Star Trek that he'd be listening to the Beastie Boys in the future. The Beastie Boys are timeless music.
Hell yeah.
Not fucking Incubus and Gavin Rossdale solo materials.
Agree to disagree.
Just give it a chance.
Keith Orbit forgot to program this thing with taste.
Oh, look, it's recommending one of my favorite bands, Phantom Planet.
Well, did you see Keith Orbit, the Orbit Lounge cut to?
Oh, yep.
Talk about trashy.
Woo!
I mean, he's got his, like, cocktail waitress girl giving him messages and shit like that.
And you know who that actress is, by the way? I didn't recognize her. This was an IMDb browsing. Have we all seen Road Warrior? Fury Road, rather?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Cool.
She is, when Charlize gets them all to, like, the last group of ladies.
Yeah.
She's, like, the tall woman with the long brunette hair.
Oh, the one who's naked at first and then gets...
Yeah, she's the one who's, like, playing the dummy.
Lookout. Yeah.
That's that actress, funny enough.
Oh, good for her.
Playing this secretary slash waitress in Stupid Stealth.
You know what? Yeah, things get better sometimes.
That's what you call a 180.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Keith Orbit's click-clacking at keys. And Josh, at some point, the Russians are a little pissed off that these super planes are flying so close to them.
Yeah, so the Russians get involved, and there's like a dogfight.
Yep. And they, again, World War III. Here we go. We're blowing up Russians left and right.
Oh, yeah. This illegally is making the news. lose.
Was anyone else rooting for the Russians at this
point? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
big time.
Oh,
I was,
yeah.
I was kind of pulling for the Russian guys.
I was pulling for everyone. Tajikistan, everyone. They were moving missiles with cows. That's why I thought it was fake. Can't get a van together? All these poor countries are being destroyed by American and computer hubris.
And Jessica Biel's just on the run in North Korea, and like
she's with Owen Wilson behind enemy lines.
She is.
Gene Hackman's trying to get them both killed.
Is that what he's doing in that?
That's the twist, right?
I sort of remember it that way. Maybe not. I don't know.
But so at this point, Eddie and Josh Lucas are like, hey, man, the only way out is if we work together. And Eddie's like, remember when I killed your friend? I'm glad you're not sore about that.
Well, we have the stopover in Alaska.
Well, this is after it. So they blow up all these fucking Russians.
These Ruskies are down for the count.
And he's like, oh, and you know, Sam Shepard's like, all right, the only place you can go to right now that's friendly is Alaska. So go to Alaska and everything's going to be fine. And like at this point, you know, Sam Shepard sees the writing on the wall. He starts to do cleanup, even though there's 15 people in this control room that are working for Joe Morton that wants him dead.
Yeah. So they go to Alaska. And I guess I read some bit of business about this movie where they illegally obtained a permit to shoot in some like Alaskan protected piece of land.
Sure.
And all these interest groups like sued the shit out of this production.
Good for them.
And the court was just like, oh yeah, that is fucked up. Get the hell out of here, stealth. So they booted from this location. But so he's like, Sam Shepard's like, yeah, go to this base in Alaska that nobody knows about. It's off the grid, but you'll be able to get a warm meal and a tune-up. Fix your good friend Eddie, the computer jet.
Who killed your friend, but it's fine now. You guys are best pals.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
I wish this movie was more like Heat Vision and Jack.
Yeah.
And like the plane was voiced by Owen Wilson.
Right.
Again, actually, funny enough.
From behind enemy lines as well.
Would have had some personality instead of the video game caliber voice acting of Wentworth Miller.
The video game acting of Wentworth Miller.
Yes, absolutely.
You see him on that Flash show? He fucking sucks.
Does he
really? He's on the Flash?
He's playing Captain Cold,
yes,
right?
He's one of my favorite characters.
He's a good character.
What's Captain Cold?
He's kind of like Mr. Freeze with an attitude.
Yeah, he's one of the Flash's big rogues.
Oh, I see. Fair enough.
Sounds like he's more like Captain Lukewarm.
He is.
Was anybody watching Prison Break?
No.
Where they like broke out of a prison and then back in and out again or some horse shit.
Dancing on that line the whole all five seasons. I think they went to Russia too or something, right?
I thought it was South America.
Okay, even better.
Wait, it's like every season's a different prison.
Yeah,
well, one
was like
a tunnel.
I'm gonna break my brother out of prison by breaking in or some such nonsense.
Yeah, right.
A thing that's perfect for like a concept for a movie.
Sure.
And then it's like, nah, now we're going to break out of this other one and into this next one. And I think Robert Patrick flew in for a fashion.
Jeez,
I don't know.
No thanks. I'll stick with Escape Plan starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
So we're in Alaska and like he crash lands on this airstrip. And, you know, because he's Josh Lucas, he comes out with just like a little head injury and that's it.
And this doctor's like, oh, let me patch you up. Hold on. Let me give you this tetanus shot. And you know what, Doc? You got to play your cards a little bit closer to the vest.
Yep.
You can't have a dead-eye killer stare when you're doing this.
Yeah, this guy is a bad, evil doctor.
He also pulled out the most threatening syringe I've ever seen. Like, it had like a hilt. Like,
and here's the thing. They get in a little bit of a scuffle, and the doctor winds up injecting himself with this serum. And then proceeds to die instantly.
So wait,
if it's like fast acting death serum,
yep.
Just stab him in the neck when his back's turned.
Yes,
wildest
exactly.
Nonsense.
Well, hold on a second now. Is the U.S. government's trying to kill Josh Lucas now? Is that the
Sam
idea?
Shepard
is okay,
and
right,
he somehow has control over like all the cronies that work in this Air Force base.
Oh, because
they're all evil.
Right, because they're only following orders.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. Yeah.
Keith Orbit shows up at this point. It's like, what the fuck movie?
Because Keith Orbit is flown to the scene so he can inspect his little baby.
And like he's like, all right, wipe him clean. And the next word out of that dumb robot's mouth I want to hear are, yes, sir.
Before Keith Orbit showed up, Sam Shepard was trying to get this thing to do push-ups, and it just wasn't happening.
Come on, you stupid computer ball. Do it.
You're still in the military.
Standing there with his shades on in the dark.
I've got nowhere else to go.
Give me 20 push-ups.
You pile of puke.
Oh, insubordination. You just made it 50. I'll make it 100. You're not moving.
I got sir, all night, you fucker.
I am a plane. Come on, you billion-dollar bowling ball. Do a push-up.
So he's got this thing, like, you know, hooked into a computer, and immediately it's like, oh, hello, Dr. Orbit. And, you know, like, father or whatever.
Whatever.
And all this Dr. Keith Orbit has to do is just press the reset button, and then the plane isn't evil anymore.
Oh, you have this plane switched to evil.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you just got to put this little tab in the back down to good. Guess the lightning messed with the good-bad tab. Oh, it's so terrible.
And all of a sudden, Jamie Foxx's death means nothing.
Yep. Nope. Absolutely fuck all nothing.
And then Josh Lucas turns into an action hero and blows up a bunch of people for a while.
Yeah, he's James Bonding around this compound, just killing some folk.
Is it around now that Sam Shepard takes himself out?
It's somewhere around here. He just commits suicide. He's leaving Joe Morton a voicemail.
No. Joe Morton comes in.
Yes.
Joe Morton grabs all of his officers and he's like, sir, you're going to have to come with us.
Oh, right.
Because you're under arrest. He's like, oh, crap. You know what? Could you give me a minute? And Joe Morton goes, yeah, okay.
And I will close this door.
He'll close it behind me. You just... What do you think? He's going to jerk off? Like, literally, that's the only thing that he could do.
One last crank yank before I go to The Hague.
This will be the last time I could jerk off by myself. Everyone else is going to see it in prison.
Or kill yourself. So, of course, and then he calls his anonymous senator buddy.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
And he leaves him this voicemail, like this, I'm going to kill it. You think this song is about you voicemail?
Yeah, and you know he's taken off his class ring because I guess you know, he's probably, you assume he's some ex-college football hero.
Sure. And he blows his brains out. We don't see it, which is a bummer for me.
Yeah, like, let me just see that shit.
I want to see that gun go in that mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I want to see the raspberry jelly that flies out of his head.
with the shades on. Good night.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely wearing sunglasses inside for the last 20 minutes of his life.
I want to see his head go up like Andrew's debit card. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then Joe Morton comes in and starts yelling at the gun, look what you did! And the gun's like, wasn't me.
So Josh Lucas, he's like, oh, you know what I could do? Oh, my plane's broken. Say, Eddie's got a seat for no reason.
He tells Keith Orbit, like, I need this to fly in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So he just took it all apart.
Well, we're led to believe you just put the bowling ball back in, like, the front of the plane, and it's ready to go.
That cockpit's coming in handy now.
All of a sudden, who would have guessed?
So now, because the robot is good, we're just, like, best buds. We're Heat Vision and Jack, and we're going to go up and start killing all these North Koreans.
Well, we killed the rest of the people in Alaska.
And we're shooting our way out of that hangar. Don't worry about
really
it.
Are.
Which, by the way, you know, speaking to the action hero Josh Lucas, which him running around with a gun, by the way, just speaking of, like, Star Fox jumping the ship or the shark, whatever. But he has the line. Welcome to Alaska.
Oh, man.
Oh, mercy. Who is he welcoming to Alaska, by the way?
The bad guys?
Yeah, but they were there before he was,
right?
Hey, I'm from Alaska.
Boom.
Well, you're gonna die here, you know.
Yeah.
Shoots him to death.
So, you know, Joe Morton's like, just bring this billion-dollar disaster back to the aircraft carrier. And he's like,
oh, by the way, we're at war with Pakistan. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, a bunch of their civilians started melting, and they declared war on us. And he's like, no, you know, if it's one thing you taught me, Joe Morton. And I was like, Joe Morton taught you something? When was that relationship?
That's alluded. Like, he's like, oh, you're going back. You have to go on the USS Abraham Lincoln. He's like, oh, doesn't so-and-so work on? Doesn't Joe Morton work there?
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It was betwixt shore leaves.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Riker's old boss would show up occasionally on TNG.
That guy was a dickhead.
He was.
Oh, man. He was always giving Will Riker the hassle. Hated him. So he's like, sorry, Joe Morton, I'm not going to leave a man behind. I'm going to go to North Korea and track her down.
I need to make this international incident just literally, I might as well break it off.
This is a world at war now.
If anything, you should be going there to blow her up before she falls into enemy hands.
Yep. Exactly.
Hey, you don't leave a wingman behind.
Yeah, sure.
You don't
sorry, sir, I want to fuck her. I got to go to North Korea and pick her up.
I mean, really, like... In flight school, they do say you never leave a wingman behind unless that wingman happens to go to North Korea and it would cause a war by going there. In which case, they're dead. I'm sorry. They're just dead.
Yep.
Yeah, and then she was last seen ejecting into fiery debris.
Yeah, her last words were, I think the plane's falling on me. God, that's funny.
And I'm headed for the demilitarized zone.
Yep,
the exactly most heavily, right. Like, landmine mass.
Oh, yep. God.
And then, ever.
And then she gets there, and Gogo Yubari comes out of the mist.
Swinging her chain.
That's when things get really interesting.
Oh, my.
And this, like, she's got, like, the troops on her back. She makes it to the border for whatever reason. Like, and it reminded me, at the end of this, the American Gladiator game, Assault. Because, like,
loved Assault.
There's all these little, there's a guy, there's only one, two or three guys guarding the North to South Korean border.
Well, she gets shot in the back as well.
Shot in the back, and I think she gets another one, like, in the leg.
Yep.
Like, she's getting shot to ribbons.
Can we talk about her sexy pants in this movie?
Yeah, she's got sexy pants on.
For what? And, like, if you're about to go into a fucking plane, and you've got your jumpsuit on, you're wearing comfortable pants.
Oh, well, I wanted as saggy as it can be, man. You're in that cockpit. Yeah.
But she has to be aware that no matter where you go, even thousands of feet in the sky or North Korea, you can't escape the male gaze.
Under this jumpsuit, I may or may not need to be in the male gaze.
And you have to appeal to the male gaze. I don't know why.
It's called This Man's Army for a reason.
It's insane because she gets out of her jumpsuit and like she's in this like sexy club outfit. I'm like, what? What were you planning on doing afterwards that you couldn't even change?
Oh, you know, go. There's a waterfall nearby. And...
we're going back to Thailand.
Yeah,
finish off where we left off. So Josh Lucas and Eddie show up.
Jesus.
And whatever.
We blast our way to North. What I love about this movie's like concept of what North Korea is because. They very specifically make a mention of she doesn't have a tracking device on her. So this movie treats the country of North Korea like it's the size of Little Italy. Like it's fucking six city blocks or something. Because he's like, all right, here I am, North Korea. Oh, there she is.
I'm going to do donuts until I find her. Oh, there she goes.
Well, good thing that was quick.
Do you want to listen to Slipknot and do some wicked air donuts?
Eddie, you know what, Eddie? Your choice.
Eddie, you're what killed alternative rock radio, okay?
So, like, he shoots a bunch of North Koreans. He somehow jumps out of the plane to save her. And then I think it's the best thing in this movie. The plane commits suicide?
Well, there's a helicopter. Right. Josh Lucas gets out of the plane.
Yes.
The plane, and maybe I missed the line, but... The plane's the most heavily armed thing ever created, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a fucking regular North Korean helicopter, a $2,000 North Korean helicopter versus a $4 billion sentient plane. And the plane can only think to fly into it to make it blow up.
The plane does make mention of, like, he's just used his last missile.
Oh, whatever.
So it's like you're just down to guns and whatnot. So, like, they're running away, and this helicopter's like... I am going to shred these kids.
So the idea is, I am just down to guns. I'd rather die.
Yeah, I guess so. And the plane, does the plane have a last line here?
I think it says goodbye again.
It does,
right? Like
that door noise, that door goodbye. Close noise happens again.
He gives a thumbs up, though, right? Like the fins up. I don't know.
I thought you meant like T-1000.
That's what I meant.
Or
yeah.
T-500 going into the lava.
Exactly. He needs an appendage.
Yep.
You've got mail.
And it just smashes itself into this helicopter, and you're like, whatever. Also, how are we getting out of North Korea?
That's it. They killed all the Border Patrol, and they just literally jump over.
Right, or maybe all of North Korea. That's just done now.
We just ended that country.
Yeah, that whole regime is gone, and now they love America.
We're opening it back up, South Korea. Come on in and find your relatives. And so, that's it. We're at Jamie Foxx's funeral.
Whatever. That guy died for shit.
Yeah, just for nothing.
Wait, I thought that was the plane's funeral.
Dude, if they had a funeral for that plane, but not Jamie Foxx.
Oh, no, it's Jamie awesome. Foxx. It's the big portrait of Jamie Foxx, and then it's the red-eyed thing next to it. And we lost a lot of good men this week. Nothing more disrespectful than that.
Is Dr. Keith Orbit getting out of that Alaskan space station or whatever that is?
I think so, because you know what? He needs to be in the sequel, Andrew.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Keith Orbit's got to come back.
Well, so like at the end, like Josh Lucas is like, I think I like you a lot. She's like, just say you love me, you pussy. The last line of this movie is you pussy.
End credits.
That's a film by Un Film de Rob Cohen.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Just tell me you love me, you pussy. Which is like, let's get this movie over with already.
Also, that's a Jessica Biel line. And at some point, she had to have been reading this script. Mm. And she does not have much dialogue. One of her other lines, which I don't think we mentioned, pardon my C cup.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that?
No, yes. What happened?
That's when Josh Lucas, they go to this airbase. They go to this not airbase, this
at
what
the funeral?
No, this is in the
this
in
is
the,
like downtime on the ship
on
or
the
something.
Ship. Oh, they've been on the ship for 2 minutes, but somehow Jessica Biel had time to do laundry. There's all like her bras and stuff are just all over the room.
Yeah. Fully like, moved into her her room.
She's got pictures everywhere. And like Josh Lucas comes in and is like, huh, sentient plane, huh? And she's like, never mind my C cup. And he's like, whatever.
Because he has to duck out of the way of her bra or something.
Yeah. Around that scene is also another hilarious clunker line where we're trying to give these characters backstory. And Josh Lucas is just like, hey, did I ever tell you about that one foster mother I had?
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, you had a lot of foster mothers, didn't you? And he's like, yep, that was me just bouncing around all over the country. I was like, shut up. I don't give a shit. Fly that robot.
So will he ever get a chance to fly a robot again, you might be asking yourself.
You might be asking that very question.
And what happens at the end of the credits?
Oh, man. It's like the debris in North Korea. There's just dead North Koreans everywhere.
Yeah.
Rubble. That helicopter's just in pieces. And then the camera's like moving through this field of waste.
Shut up.
And you just get to the little red eyeball of that just $1 billion bowling ball, and it just lights up.
There it is.
Yep.
You know what that's called?
Eddie lived.
A worst case scenario. Because that fucker's in North Korea. You know what I mean? Like that's...
He's going to be a bad plane. Oh, wait. He was a bad plane.
but Kim Jong-il get his hands on that?
Yep.
Who knows what'll turn it into?
And he's such a cinephile. He's definitely seen 2001, so he already knows how to best it.
I missed this because at the beginning of the credits, this song was going on. I was like, no way. Is this Incubus and Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders? And I watched all the way to the music credits, and it is Incubus featuring Chrissy Hynde.
Good gravy.
It was terrible. And then I was disgusted, so I turned it off.
Speaking of a top secret project. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Now, Eric, I believe you have a hilarious internet review of this movie.
Because I was curious today, and I found something that I think, you know, get a little contrast sometimes.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. You know, we have our opinions. People have others. Exactly.
The title of this IMDb review is one of the best sci-fi action movies ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay. So it's miscategorized.
No. Oh, here you go. If you ever needed a reason to join the Navy, this is it.
Oh, come on.
What?
This is a Top Gun of the 21st century. It blows many boring sci-fi movies out of the water.
Take that, Star Wars.
The special effects are incredible.
Sure.
I think this is Rob Cohen.
I was going to say, it's an inside job.
The feel of flying futuristic planes is depicted in an awesome manner. Summary, quite simple. It's the bad guys, them, against the good guys, us, of course. There's the hero, the unlucky guy, and the woman in distress.
Sure.
Is this the pitch for this movie?
Yeah. There's the hero, the unlucky guy,
the
and
black
the woman,
guy.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
And the woman in distress. What more could you want?
I love a good woman in distress.
That guy's unlucky.
I hope she's wearing sexy pants in North Korea.
Oh, good, she is.
Or a bikini in Thailand.
She got to mention her C-cups.
Trifecta!
Scenery, parentheses, countries. Scenery, parentheses, countries, ships, planes. It's also state of the art. Acting, not as bad as in most movies.
There you go.
There's your review.
That's the end of it. By R. Cohen.
In most movies, does he mean most Sam Shepard movies?
Most Rob Cohen movies? Would anybody recommend this movie?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Right, this is a fuck no, right? Yeah. I mean, no, right?
This is...
No one had fun, right? No one had fun.
This is
no.
a trashy new metal Top Gun that is just not worth your time at all.
I didn't like it this time when I watched it. I didn't like it when I watched it with Gene Shalit. I don't like stealth.
Can I... So I was working at a gym in 2005. And it was the best thing in the world. I had to watch this guy, one of my employees, hit on another one of my female employees and be like, come on, we should go out for a date sometime. She's like, no. He's like, you know, we could see stealth.
She's like, say.
She's like, no. And like he actually opened up a newspaper and started reading reviews of stealth to get her like... He's like, the Journal News gave it 2 stars. It's pretty good.
Here's Gene Shalit. Oh, I'll skip that one. It's unconvincing.
It just says flush.
But the idea that I'm going to read, like, oh, she turned down my date. I'm going to read a film review to win this back. This is not dead yet.
Yeah. That's Stealth from 2005, directed by Rob Cohen. If you want to get a hold of us or find out more information about the show, check out our website, whmpodcast.com. Check out the other shows on the network. Visit sideshownetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHMPodcast. Right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Clue for next week's episode.
Christopher Lloyd.
Everybody. So do with that what you will. Think about that for a week. Don't watch Stealth. And until next week, when we're talking about something with Christopher Lloyd, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Seda.
Ben Wooster.
Take it easy.